From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Colorado police are confirming at least 12 people were killed, 59 others were wounded in a mass shooting overnight in Aurora. Police Chief Dan Oates says a 24-year-old suspect, James Holmes, charged into the theater where moviegoers gathered to watch a new Batman movie, hurled a gas canister and opened fire.
The suspect was dressed all in black. He was wearing a ballistic helmet, a tactical ballistic vest, ballistic leggings, a throat protector and a groin protector, and a gas mask and black tactical gloves.
Holmes is now in police custody. Jennifer Seeger was in the theater when the gunman struck. The 22-year-old told NBC's Today Show she was very close to losing her life.
He had put the gun in my face, and at that point I had 5 seconds to do something, and I just jumped deep within, you know, the aisle and curled up in a ball and tried to just duck and cover. At that point, he opened fire on people right behind me, and the gun shells were falling on my forehead.
A statement released by the suspect's family says, quote, "Our hearts go out to those who were involved in this tragedy." And that statement goes on to request media respect for privacy. Authorities, meanwhile, are at Holmes' Aurora apartment, which they say has been booby-trapped. They have evacuated several buildings nearby. The presidential candidates' campaigns have taken a significantly tone or lowered less of a tone today. President Obama canceled events in Florida, but he first addressed a crowd in Fort Myers where he expressed condolences for the victims of the Colorado tragedy. A somber Mitt Romney also offered condolences to the people of Colorado today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports that Romney's scheduled campaign event in New Hampshire also took on a very different tone.
This event felt more like a memorial service than a campaign rally. There were no political slogans, no music. When Romney took the stage, people politely applauded. There was no cheering. Romney said he was speaking not as a man running for office, but as a father and grandfather.
Today we feel not only a sense of grief, but perhaps also of helplessness. But there is something we can do. We can offer comfort to someone near us who is suffering or heavy laden. And we can mourn with those who mourn in Colorado.
His remarks lasted less than 5 minutes. After speaking, he stood at the exit of this lumber company and shook hands with supporters as they slowly filed out. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Bow, New Hampshire.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 126 points, or now nearly 1%, at 12,817. NASDAQ Composite Index down 34 points, or more than 1%, at 2932, and the S&P 500 down nearly 1%. This is NPR News. Some residents of the world's most populous Muslim-majority nation, Indonesia, began fasting today to mark the holy month of Ramadan. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Jakarta that differences in the way the months start are calculated mean that many will not begin fasting until Saturday.
Indonesia's second-largest Muslim organization, the Muhammadiyah, which claims 29 million followers, has declared that the new crescent moon, marking the ninth lunar month of the Islamic calendar, has already appeared, marking the start of Ramadan. The Religious Affairs Ministry, meanwhile, says the new moon won't be visible until it reaches 2 degrees above the horizon, which won't happen until Saturday. Followers of both interpretations are already busy visiting the graves of their ancestors and laying in food supplies for sumptuous meals after each day of fasting. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jakarta.
The Iraqi government says Syrian rebels control at least one major border crossing between the two nations, while others remain in the hands of Syrian troops. It may ease some concerns now that Syria's conflict, which is widely described as a civil war, may be spilling into Iraq. Many Iraqis who moved to Syria in recent years to escape sectarian violence in their homeland are reportedly returning to Iraq to escape the Syrian uprising. An FBI dive team is helping Iowa authorities search for two missing girls whose bicycles were found near a lake a week ago. Authorities say the bikes belonging to 10-year-old Lyric Cook Morrissey and her 8-year-old cousin Elizabeth Collins were found on a path near Myers Lake. The agents have taken a boat out and scanned the waters for any sign linked to the girls. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.